What about it, punk? Do you bleed orange and blue?
War Eagle!
War Eagle, War Eagle, War Eagle.
Hang on. You're about to enter the AU Fans Podcast with your favorite AU commentators, Vic Herron and Stan Stevens.
Prepare to be entertained and informed. Your life might even change.
And now, your studio host, Keith Maxwell.
All right, guys. I just don't even know what to say anymore. Another loss. We're just trying to figure this thing out, and I'm hoping that you guys have some insight after what you saw on Saturday. And I know it's the 11 o'clock game. Anyway, who wants to start off, Stan?
All right, I'll start it. I mean, you know, we talked last week that it was going to be a huge game for this season, and you know, Vic, to be honest and frank about it, you know, with the way we performed yesterday and with the schedule that we've got coming up, I don't think it's unreasonable to say that, I mean, Coach Chizik, it's almost stunning to say this, just 2 years removed from the national title. But, you know, I think that job security, at least certainly for the assistants, or, you know, these next few games are really going to be big for that. And I'm telling you, Coach Chizik, just with the unrest, and I know, Vic, you've read, I've talked to several people that were at the game, and I've seen some stuff on the board. I mean, Auburn people are really upset as much about the margin of losses. And then, obviously, you can't play the 100 and whatever they were, the 114th ranked defense in the country and get 7 points at home. Whether you're playing at 11 o'clock or you're playing at 4 o'clock in the morning, you just can't. I just won't cut it. And people are really upset. I think me and you both are on record. I mean, we think the world of Coach Chizik. I don't know what's going on with the offense exactly. I think Coach Chizik in some of his comments maybe believe that they've tried to do too many different things and get away from maybe just doing a few things really well. Of course, you know, at this point, who can argue with that? Because what they've been doing is not working. I personally would like to see a little bit more of Jonathan Wallace, just because he seems, you know, very energetic and seems to know what he's doing and running. You know, I'd like to see us get back maybe to what I thought was going to be the plan maybe Saturday, and that was pounding the football a little bit more, using Trey Mason, maybe Mac Blakely. Of course, with his fumbling situation, that's going to hurt his playing time, I'm sure. But so I don't know. There's some of the play calling to me is questionable. I mean, quarterback play, Vic, I'll let you pick up on quarterback play. I know you know a little more about that, but that's been tough. So defensively, we seem to, you know, at times, we appear to be making some improvement. We're playing some new guys, and some of that stuff, the Coach Van Gorder seems to be working at least a good portion of the time. We did have some breakdowns in the fourth quarter, but overall, I think we've seen the defense play some you know, winning football at times. The offense, the numbers are just staggeringly inept.
Well, you're right, Stan, and it's just hard to understand, to be honest with you, you know, with the level of recruiting that we've had and you know, nobody expected, I don't think, Kyle, to, except for maybe you, I guess, nobody expected Kyle to come in and set the world on fire this year. But, you know, but with his accolades as far as what he had done in high school and just the potential that he seemed to bring, you know, you wouldn't expect us to be struggling to score points this poorly. You know, it's just been amazing that how bad we've been. And to be honest with you, I thought Saturday, at times, Kyle looked pretty good, you know, in the first half. I thought he threw some good balls. Now, he took some sacks, you know, that I was frustrated with him for taking. But at the same time, you know, we had some issues on the offensive line Saturday morning, too. You know, I know some of those young guys were struggling with some of those Arkansas defensive linemen. And, you know, to be honest with you, you know, sometimes, you know, Kyle didn't have a lot of opportunity to make some plays down the field. But it's one of those things where if the offensive line had performed a little bit better, you know, I think Kyle might have played his best half of football the first half. And yet, at the end of the half, we didn't have any points. You know, and I think ultimately that's what got him pulled Saturday. And, you know, obviously they were just looking for something to, you know, to springboard us into scoring some points, give us a little bit of a spark. Of course, Clint came in, and he did lead us to our only touchdown. But at times, he certainly struggled and had the turnovers and just had some issues, you know, that – and we're just struggling. And to be honest with you, you know, if you're going to struggle at that position, you're pretty much probably going to struggle unless you're just a dominating running team. But in the SEC especially, you can't just line up and run the ball at folks. If you're one-dimensional, they're going to take that stuff away from you. Even Arkansas's defense, as poorly as they are, I know we had a little bit of success running the ball, but you're not just going to be able to just line up and run the ball at folks if you can't throw the football. And right now, nobody respects our passing game. And, you know, in all honesty, why would you? You know, I mean, basically we have one receiver. Even Lutzenkirchen, you know, really hasn't had much of a year, to be honest with you. We've tried to throw to him a few times, but folks are keying on him, and they're keying on Emory. Emory's doing a good job of getting open, and sometimes against double coverage, and sometimes I'm wondering why folks aren't covering him better, because he's the only, seems like, the option that we have. But I just don't understand, Stan. I'll be honest with you. I don't understand. And I know, you know, in fairness, Coach Loeffler, you know, a lot of these guys were recruited to play in Coach Malzahn's offense, and so it was going to take a little bit of a transition time to go to that pro-style offense that Coach Loeffler's brought in. But, you know, never in my wildest dreams did I think it would take this long and cause us to look this bad.
Well, that's right. I mean, three touchdowns, I think, in the last five SEC games, offensive touchdowns. You know, I think O-Mac, you know, ran a kickoff back, so you can't count
right.
that. But it's this, again, this level of futility is just, it's, I mean, I won't say it's unprecedented, but it's up there. And I mean,
well, it's embarrassing is what it is. It's embarrassing. I'll be honest with you. You know, I'm embarrassed, you know, that we can't put an offense on the field that can at least move the ball and score some points. You know, I don't expect to win every game, but I expect us to have a product on the field that's competitive and gives us a chance to win games. And right now, I think our defense is playing well enough that it gives us a chance to win games. But we're not getting anything on the offensive side of the ball that really gives us a chance to win a game. Because, to be honest with you, we should have won the LSU game. Had our offense done a little bit at all, you know, those plays that were out there that were available to us, had we hit some of those plays, you know, then, yeah, we probably win that game. So, in all honesty, you know, it's just so frustrating that our offense has let us down.
I mean, it's gone backwards since the Clemson game. And I saw some comments from Coach Chizik, and hopefully this will help. That they acted like going into the Clemson game because, you know, they had not run the offense. They limited a little bit of what they tried to do. I mean, the running game was maybe the scope of it was more narrow. And he hinted that they might try to go back to that. But, you know, certainly if you put too much in with a young and new offensive line, and again, Vic, I mean, eight sacks, then five turnovers, untimely penalties. I mean, we did everything you can't do to be successful is what we were doing Saturday. And I mean, I don't know how you write that ship. I mean, probably lining up in that I formation and putting your best, strongest back and Prosh in there and. You know, maybe just pounding it some and trying to get Stephen Clark untracked a little bit on even his punting and play a little field position. I don't know. I mean, it's just really hard to pinpoint three touchdowns over the last five games, conference games. And then with Ole Miss on the road Saturday, Vanderbilt on the road. I mean, I don't see us. Unless we have tremendous improvement from this past Saturday, we can't beat Ole Miss over there. We don't beat Vandy on the road. And so,
well, let me put you in Coach Chizik's shoes for just a minute. I mean, do you go back to Kyle, or Clint's the one that led us to our touchdown in the second half? Do you give him a shot to start a game and let him get the first team reps this week, or what do you do on that? Or do you even consider putting in the freshman and giving him a shot? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I like Jonathan Wallace a lot, and what I've read about him, I've seen him interviewed, all the things I've seen, and all the plays that he's run. He looks like at least he goes with more confidence. Now, having said that, I would probably go back to Kyle Frazier And then I would, but what I would probably tell him is I think I would let him run more, almost maybe what they've been trying to make him a pocket passer with this new offense, I think is taking away one of his strengths. So I don't know that obviously you can run the spread type, any kind of thing out of this new offense, but I would probably tell Kyle and try to drill into him, you know, go back, look for your primary, secondary or something. If it's not, tuck it, see what you can get with your legs. I mean, Frazier can run the football. He's got speed. He's got size. You know, that's probably what I mean, unfortunately, I don't see, even Saturday, I didn't see anything that I thought felt like overall Clint was better. Clint Mosley missed a sure touchdown. I mean, go back and look at the film. Blake is clearly, unless you think Emory Blake's going to drop, almost a handoff if the ball would hit him in the hands. So, I mean, I'm glad Clint led us to the touch. I'm glad he's a backup guy. But Clint Mosley at right now, I don't think is at least running that Saturday offense. Saturday is not the answer. I'd have to go back to the guy that's more athletic. But probably, you know, again, Vic, if I'm the guy, Jonathan Wallace may get the start against Ole Miss, and let's see if we can run the football a little bit more with him in there. You know, that's probably what I would go for. I mean, it's going to be really tough at this point now, again, with Ole Miss and Vandy on the road. You got Texas A&M coming in. That destroyed Arkansas.
Right.
And in Georgia, even though Georgia laid an egg Saturday night, you know, I still think – talent-wise, it's going to be tough, and in Alabama. So, as we're struggling to kind of describe it, it's because this is really something that's really I don't think – you know, I may have been way over the line Kool-Aid drink, but I don't think anybody would have foreseen this type of struggles that we've had.
Obviously, I wasn't picking us to go undefeated or anything like that, but I certainly thought we were going to be a competitive team and had a chance to win quite a few games, and was thinking, you know, 9-3, maybe 10-2, at worst 8-4 type season, you know, and feeling like we were moving forward, you know. And now, granted, we haven't had the 45-10 type beatdown yet, but. To be honest with you, if our defense hadn't improved, we could have, you know, because just look at how many three and outs we're having and how short of time of possession that we're keeping the ball. And if our defense was not playing well, you know, we could be looking at some really lopsided scores, you know. So from that standpoint, kudos to the defense. Kudos to the job coach Brian Van Gorder's done and for those defensive guys stepping up a little bit, you know. But at the same time, it's not the type of defense that's dominant enough to win games when you're only scoring 10, 12, 7 points. So just a lot of unanswered problems right now. And I know the coaches are working hard and you know, you certainly want to support those guys. But at the same time, Stan, those guys are getting paid a lot of money, you know, to put a product on the field that we can, as Auburn fans, be proud of, you know. So,
well, you're right.
I've always wanted to be the kind of guy who supports the coaches and those kinds of things. But I'm no different than any other fan when it comes to, you know, the type of season that we're having now is to, hey, maybe we need to take a look at some of these things that we're doing and evaluating whether or not we got the right guys in there. You know, I don't know.
Right.
And that's Coach Chizik's responsibility. Or ultimately, if he can't get that done, then, you know, I just don't think you fire a coach that won a national championship 2 years ago just because all of a sudden we're having a really tough year. You know, he's got to fix it. You know, is he the man that can fix it or not? Well, you know, I think he deserves a chance. You know, he led us to our first national championship in a long, long time. I think he at least deserves a chance to try to right the ship, fix the problem, whatever that problem is. You know, we got a lot of great recruits coming in. You know, got to look at that Auburn High School versus Carver High School game on Friday night. You know, what Jeremy Johnson did. Of course, I didn't think Reuben had his best game of the year, but, you know, just looking at the athletic ability that he has with the size that he has, can picture that guy plugging into that middle linebacker spot and with the right kind of coach and really being a excellent player for us. And what Jeremy Johnson did, though, just makes you kind of salivate thinking about what he might could do at Auburn, you know, with the right weapons and those kinds of things. So, you know, I think the future is really bright, but at the same time, you know, at some point in time, these guys that are highly recruited have to start performing at the college level like they were highly recruited. And right now, we've got a lot of guys that were highly recruited that so far has not proven a whole lot at the college level.
Well, that's right. And, I mean, again, I go back. What's totally unacceptable, you cannot play the 114th ranked defense and have 8 sacks and 5 turnovers. I mean, they shouldn't be good enough. First of all, nobody should be good enough to sack you 8 times. And on top of that, they shouldn't be good enough. Their defensive skill players shouldn't be to the point to where they can force 5 turnovers. You know, you might could see 5 turnovers against an Alabama defense that is just, you know, full of first-round draft choice type players and very athletic, and they put pressure on people. They are able to strip ball. The 114th ranked defense, Vic, shouldn't be able to have the kind of defensive prowess to create 5 turnovers. So,
no.
They, you know, that's what I keep going by. I mean, I don't envy Coach Chizik, Coach Leffler, and the offensive staff to try to go in there and think, what in the world? Luckily, I think Ole Miss's defense is probably, even though it's, I mean, statistically better than Arkansas, it's still not, you know, it's still not an LSU defense.
Right.
You know, Vanderbilt is improved, but I mean, again, we should have the players to compete with those guys. But we have, and maybe Coach Chizik's right. If we limit what we do, at least maybe we cut the turnovers down. Maybe the blocking scheme is simplified to the point to where, you know, you're able to, you know, stay away from 8 sacks.
Right. Well, let me just go there on this, on that point though, Stan. My problem with that is, okay, you know, this was game number 5. You know, did it take you 5 games to figure out that you needed to do that?
Well,
you know, at some point in time, I get tired of hearing the excuses, and I want to just see some results.
Well,
you know, and I want to say, okay, we've been struggling now for, you know, every week just about on offense. Okay, did we not at some point in time realize, hey, we're trying to do too much? Or is that just coach talk trying to satisfy us fans, you know, with, hey, this is what our thinking is on this. Well, if that was been your thinking, then why haven't we already figured that one out? You know, I just stay frustrated. And to be honest with you, at this point in time, I'm a little skeptical of anything I hear the coaches saying because, you know, and I realize they have a job to do and they have to say something, you know, and we're going to analyze everything they say. And we want to take something positive out of what they say. But at the same time, I'm to the point now where you're going to have to start showing me some results, you know, before I'm putting a whole lot of credit into anything that you say.
Well, sure. No, I mean, that's you're absolutely right. It's, you know, at some point, I mean, of course, people are looking for answers. You know, you think about the unenviable task for the sake of Coach Chizik to come to a press conference. What
sure.
What really can he say?
Right.
I mean, he really might can't say, I mean.
He can't say, I just got out coached by John L. Smith, who is the laughingstock of all of college football. Can he come there and say that?
He probably can't. And no. even if he thought one of his assistants or a group of his assistants were somehow underachieving themselves, he's probably not going to air that publicly.
No, of course not.
I mean, that's
so,
just
you know,
how.
So the truth is, he does have to say something, and he does have to try to put some sort of silver lining on this thing, you know, because what else is he going to do? You know, but the reality is for us as fans, you know, we're also smart enough to understand that, you know, at some point in time, you said a lot. You said something every week. At some point in time, the results need to start indicating that you do understand what you need to do to fix this problem. Because right now we have a major problem on the offensive side of the ball that has to be fixed. I don't even know for sure that we have the people capable down there to fix it right now. But the reality is it's a serious problem that has to be fixed. And, you know, I don't have any doubts that they are working their tails off to try to fix it. But I do have my doubts on whether or not they can.
Well, and I agree with you at this point. I really do. I mean, I was reading some stuff that was written that I had read that Trey Mason had like back-to-back 10-yard runs at one point, and then he carried the ball a grand total of two more times the rest of the game. You know, there was a time, Vic, at Auburn when you get a hot back, whether it was Cadillac or Rudy Johnson, whoever it might have been, all the different years we've done seen this and done it. You know, a guy gets, you keep feeding that guy. You don't say, well, wait a minute, he got, 20 yards on two carries and then he had two more. No. You might almost say, okay, let's give him a rest. Let's don't give it to him one more time. That's the way.
Well, Stan, just go back to last year. We beat South Carolina, and I think Michael Dyer carried the ball about 35 times against those guys. Now, he probably only had about 120 yards. I don't even remember what the numbers were. But, he carried the ball a whole bunch of times. We just kept feeding it to him. And that was Gus Malzahn, so there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with grinding out a few first downs and moving the ball and wearing the defense down and that kind of thing, but it's like we don't really have an identity right now. We can't figure out what we're going to do,
We'll do something that's working, and all of a sudden maybe we think, oh, this is a great time for an end around that goes for, 6 yards, not necessarily Saturday, but, or maybe we're doing something and I don't know. It was just a comedy of errors.
Right. Well, I saw a stat the other day, and this was an NFL stat, Stan, that I can't remember exactly the number, but it was in the 90%, that on every drive in the NFL where there is a sack, it's like 90-something percent of the time does that drive end in no points.
Well, there you go.
And then, you throw in those 8 sacks Saturday, and then you throw in the penalties and then the turnovers, you're not going to score any points.
Well, no.
You're not
going to
score any points if those things are happening. Hopefully we can fix it. We have an opportunity to play a team that's a beatable team. We can just get a little bit of offensive production. Hopefully we can go to Ole Miss and give ourselves a chance to win, and maybe something good will happen to us.
Well, that's right. And, I think we both agree we can beat Ole Miss. And it's almost laughable that you even have to kind of say it that way, but it's gotten to that point. But I think we can beat Ole Miss. We can't beat Ole Miss playing like we did Saturday. I agree on that. We've got to have the defensive kind of intensity effort like maybe we had against LSU. And I don't know which offensive game. There was times against La Monroe and even times against Clemson that we, looked, decent, let's say. So we've got to improve. Well, the first thing, Vic, right off the bat, if you eliminate turnovers, and Coach Dye, Coach Jordan, that's the oldest football itself. You could probably go back and look and who wins the turnover game, how many wins and losses, as a result of that. So, we've got to eliminate turnovers, and I think we've got to try to find maybe Coach Chizik actually find, like you say, I'm with you. Why is it taking this long maybe to figure it out? But I think we've got to try to find, go back and look at the film and find, because we've had some runs. Mason's game, nearly 300 yards this season. Right. We need to go back and find the plays that we've done the best and maybe just make Ole Miss stop them and don't turn the ball over. And let's see, we'll see how it goes. But, it starts Saturday. If they're going to do anything for this season, right. Have a chance to do anything, you got to start winning sometime.
Exactly. And then no time like the present. I'll be dressed in orange and blue Saturday, and I'll be pulling hard for us. And maybe we can get this thing turned around. Nobody's going to pull harder than me and you. And we got a lot of great Auburn people out there that's going to support Auburn and no matter what. And,
right.
It's just we're not used to this kind of a season. And it's, there's a lot of stats being put up there now about our ineptness that hadn't happened in a long time. But maybe we can get this thing turned around and have some positive things happen and finish on a high note.
Well, let's go to the Grove and – let's just take it to the Rebels and then, or I guess they're the Black Bears now, whatever they are. And,
that's right.
I guess next Sunday night we'll convene again and talk about, maybe we'll have anything almost would be better than what happened yesterday.
Man,
but
a sweet 1-point win right now would be sweet, wouldn't it? Just a 1-point win over Ole Miss, I'd be ecstatic.
I would.
Maybe we'll be celebrating that next week.
Well, I hope so. But anyway, War Eagle and
War Eagle.
We'll talk about it. We'll see what happens next Saturday.
See you. Sounds good.